Support for this production of Rising comes from True North Kayak Adventures. True North Kayak Adventures, offering paddling trips and rentals, water taxi, and remote lodging across the bay. To learn more, visit truenorthkayak.com or call 907-235-0708.
Pier 1 Radio Theater presents Rising, a play by Brenda Dolma.
I have to go pee. Why did I drink so much right before bed? Ping, ping, ping. Hearing all this rainwater probably helped. My stairs. Rise or run. Maybe I should have decreased the rise. Oh! Ew! Water! Oh, let's talk! Really? What? No. No way! This can't be! Rainwater rushing in? There cannot be water down here. Damn it! I'm charging my cell phone down on the floor. No! Oh, there's no way the phone will work after all this water. I'm not even gonna bother. It has all my contacts. Back to the dark ages in just one wave. God, how can there even be water here? I live blocks from the shore. Well, it has been raining for days. The wind's picked up. God, what is the tide today? No internet. I already feel ignorant. I must have a tide book around here somewhere. It feels like this tide is coming to stay. Two highs, two lows every day. Ah! Here is the old-fashioned tide book. 3:56 a.m., 20.1-foot tide. Great. Just great. It's the highest tide of winter. A spring tide. Now, who thought to call the highest tide a spring tide, even in winter? Well, that is a wet floor. Nope. I am in the safe zone. C was content knowing that I was safe. Safe? The climate models didn't predict water in this zone. This is certainly worse than the models. What did they do, drop a rock in a bathtub? Why, even the 1985 local paper has a recorded article showing this neighborhood fine. Everything is just fine. There's no way. This block is fine. Drip, 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 drips. I'll just pretend I don't hear them. It looked fine. Here's one. Snail mail. Snail mail. That won't be coming through anytime soon. Art by Jill Pelto, Glacier Receding Graph Art, based on receding glaciers due to climate change. I love it. Art created from a scientific graph. Now that's neat. Smaller rivers of ice. Dear Aaron, I just knew that you would love this Jill Pelto glacier receding art, just like our glaciers receding. I actually found it as a postcard. Do you like the world stamp? Thinking of you always. Colin C. How can this water be here? Of course, Dad was the one. He found the source. The overflowing washing machine, Water pouring over the machine onto the bathroom floor, out the bathroom, into the office, the guest room flowing through the living room towards the kitchen. Water flowing. All I see is water. Sea water. S-E-A. See? I wish you were here with me now. We could figure it out together, see? See? I care about the environment. I worked for environmental justice. I've done all the right things. I walk, I ride my bike. I fly as little as possible. I let others know. Reduce what is easiest for them. What's this? Why are recycle bins optimistic? Because they're full of cans! I hear the wind picking up. Drip, drop, drip, drop, drip. Water, water everywhere. I carry my own reusable grocery bag. I helped reduce the 100 billion plastic bags that Americans alone use. 100 billion plastic bags every year. I tried to reduce it. I tried. I shared the story of stuff350.org. I make purchases based on cradle to grave, the lifespan of the product. Cradle? Kids? Oh, I'm not so sure about kids. Do I want them? Well, I work with them. I talked to school kids. Well, maybe I can Zoom now. I advocate preserving and protecting wetlands. I encourage public officials to create buffers of vegetation, zoning. I used a neat carbon offset tool, cooleffects.org. There's also a tool online for flooding from tsunamis. A computer! Oh, yikes. Where is it? Where did I leave it? How will I work? How can I charge it? Oh, I knew I should have figured out how to afford Solar World Building. Please. Please, 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 laptop, do not be on the floor. This stinky, dirty water cannot be in my house. I checked. Move to a safer, more stable location. Why? The map showed that this was on the boundary. Wet, cold, rank, stinky, dirty, dirty water. It just keeps rising and rising. Not in my house. No, 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 no. Ew! What is that floating? Huh, yuck. The flip-flop floated past the house on the coastal town in Mexico. My mother insisted that I learn another language before puberty. She said, to understand the world, you need to speak more than just English. I told her I was willing to learn Spanish. Sí, señora, sí. It made the most sense to me. I could stay on this continent and drive all the way to Patagonia with it. I could learn it so well that I started dreaming it. Mom and I were going to language school during the day, but lived with a family. The crocodiles were at the end of the half-mile block in a skimpy wire fence. The clouds were ominous, dark, and heavy. Filled with water. The sky opened up, and the deluge was like a full bucket. Mother was surely thinking of every disease known to mankind in the sewer-filled street. The filthy, muddy water rose fast, filling the street. Trash being pushed down towards the crocs at the end of the block. I wonder if the water was high enough to release the crocs. The little girl in the family grabbed my hand and a piece of cardboard floating by, creating a safe sanctuary on our own imaginary boat, being propelled down the street by the pushing current. Next, we were surfers catching the waves on our remnants of trash. We were two kids on a sea of play. Sea, sea. The sea is in my house. I wish sea were here. I didn't know the house flooded until I got home. I remember it was third grade, and we were doing a conservation unit. We were keeping track on a piece of paper how much water our family used in a week. I learned that one of our biggest water usages in our family was the laundry. I asked my mom if the washing machine could use less water. There were only three settings, low, medium, and high. I then took it upon myself to adjust the setting right between the low and the medium mark. Mom drove me to school. It was her day to volunteer. Usually I walked the two blocks to the school bus stop, but not that day. Dad had the day off. He was the one that came downstairs to wet slippers and a squishy carpet. The whole bottom floor covered in 3 inches of water. I'm sure he was not excited about the potential water bill. How much will this all cost? He has to take a nap if he spends more than $50. I flooded our house because I was trying to conserve water. The irony is not lost on me. It wasn't as a third grader, and it still isn't. We did get new flooring that everybody loved. He doesn't swear, but he told me he did that day. Shh! Shoot, 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 shoot. Heavy rain. There's water coming into my house. How much of the coast eroded tonight? Maybe I have beachfront property now. I just hope it's not 25 feet in one night. My friend's grandparents woke up to their porch hanging over the cliff in midair. Her grandparents slowly backed out of the cabin and never returned. 25 feet in one storm. This year, 100 feet eroded in one night in a coastal village. They all realized they were in danger, and they survived. I hear the wind howling. It's so much louder. Okay, what are the first steps to survival? We learned them in middle school. I have a 2-story tiny house. Wait. Oh, it's recognition. Recognize you are in danger. Is this danger? People survive who recognize and take action. Step one, recognition. Well, I better move up a step at least. Oh, talk about what makes you mad. Selfish bastards! How many letters and phone calls did I have to make? They were told! They did not listen. They did nothing. Water is coming up into my house. The house that I saved for. I built. My house is weatherproofed. I used sustainable organic building materials as I built. Increased my insulation. I use LEDs. All my appliances are energy efficient in my house. My first house! What is this? Q, what can the climate do that weather can't do with a tree? Answer, climate. Climate. Now, what is step two for survival? It's inventory. That's step two. Take inventory. Well, I have cold, dirty water flooding my house. The house seems to be holding up. There is stuff floating around. I still have things upstairs. I have my backpack that I need to unload for my last backpacking trip. Ugh. Well, I can canoe now. My car! My car is most likely underwater. I divested from oil stocks! Some banks have, too. Roads. All the roads are going to be washed out. Darn it. I miss him. so unexpected. We were just starting to figure out what we wanted. What's this? Oh, a seed packet of forget-me-nots. Forget-me-nots. A plan, he said. We just need a road map. A life plan. Well, they asked for a plan. Capitalism versus climate action. All climate scientists agreed that we need to reduce by 2 degrees Celsius. Listen to science! Listen to the scientists! In 2014, it was already 10 degrees Fahrenheit hotter in Utavik, the city formerly known as Barrow, Alaska, formerly known as Utavik. Reduce your carbon dioxide. Maybe we could all pay a carbon tax when we open up. Politicians miss their opportunity for new technologies. There are no jobs on a dead planet. Come up with a plan! No! They said no. 6 children, Alaskan kids, cannot ask for a plan for the whole state. Climate change is a global issue. Not our job, that's for Congress. Sorry, kids. Yep, it's true the climate is changing. So sorry. No plan! We were 5 the summer before kindergarten. It was a road trip with just the moms. We hiked to the glacier. The glacier toe was right at the river. I remember laughing because the glacier had a toe, and so did I. Now, it takes more than 1.5 hours up the valley just to see the snow. The glacier is in retreat. Looks like run for the hills and fast at more than 250 feet a year. Run! You're disappearing before my eyes. All that glacier melt is here. In my living room. Dinosaur pee right here. No. The permafrost has to melt, tumbling Alaskan village homes into the abyss. The tundra looks like eczema. Precarious precipice. Coastlines are all slipping away. I wonder if our coast is intact. Releasing more carbon as the permafrost melts. The earth detoxing. We really need to wean ourselves of carbon energy. ADN News Bulletin. Hillcorp delays response to underwater leak. Nothing but carbon being pumped into an already stressed atmosphere. Keep the carbon in the ground. Old, dirty energy. Develop new technologies. Look where we are. Look where I am. Where are you? See, I miss you every day. Here I am, surrounded by water. No, water! Well, that's one of the steps. Oh, but which one? What's this floating by? Ah, a science article. 2016, 2017, 2018, and 2019 were the hottest years, according to the analysis by NASA and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. I'm so glad they spelled it out. I can never remember the acronym NOAA. Meteorologists say that this was the hottest July in human history. Yep, I got a tan in my front yard. 85 degrees Fahrenheit and sun. When it used to be 55 and rain in July. I have lots of raincoats. But now all I need are bikinis and shorts. Carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. One of the primary causes of global warming. Surging sea levels causing environmental destruction. No shit! climate catastrophe. Becoming irreversible. Driving communities inland. Not this woman. I want the coast. Beautiful Alaska coastline. Alaska has around 98 coastal communities. Maybe I should have listened when we live inland. But where? Fairbanks? It's so cold in the winter. Nothing like it used to be. Once a cab driver told me that minus 30. That's nothing. When I first moved here, winter would be minus 65. 30 degrees. Now that's global warming. You just share that with all those big city slickers that don't believe we're heating up. Heating up. Warming up. And here is a soaking wet National Geographic. When water heats up, it expands. Warmer oceans occupy more space. Melting glaciers, melting land ice accelerates sea level. Yep. Well, here it is, right in the middle of my house. Melting ice, now ocean. How can you tell if the ocean is friendly? It waves. Okay. What is step three? Step three? Start with step one. Recognition. Step two, inventory. Step three? Yes, shelter. I do have a roof over my head. I suppose that counts as a shelter. Ah, gosh. I need to move up a few steps. Great. Just great. Water is more than halfway up my staircase. I just hope the tide goes out soon. It appears to be a storm surge. More frequent storms? Well, this is one hell of a storm. I lived in paradise. They paved over all the wetlands. Nature's sponge. It slows the flow. Now this is what happens when you take away nature's sponge. And pave paradise, put up a parking lot. What's this one? March 2017, Alaska, by David Shaw. Feeling the heat. People are facing daily challenges from a rapidly shifting environment. No! I feel it before I see it, or should I say not see it? Something's missing. The whole forest! My forest! It's gone. Well, mostly gone. Three fires surrounding us. One road out, in and out. Not a burger joint in sight. If you could go outside, air quality as bad as China. Not one live tree. I knew it would happen someday. I just never believed it would happen on my watch. Gone! The whole forest. Gone. Now there's nothing to hold back the water. Where will it flow? Well, it's flowing right here. The water looks and feels like it's here. In the winter, the ice feels like it's here to stay. Just frozen water. Frozen water, ice. The Arctic has lost more than 1/16 of a million square miles of ice. That's almost as much as the state of Delaware. Sea ice shrouded in clouds, low visibility. I remember thinking I want to be outside dancing on the ice. What ice? Thinning ice. It's going away. Going, going, gone. Gone this summer. Traditional ice patterns are not dependable. No dancing on the ice. Villages are being consumed by the sea. Melting permafrost. The whole village. Move to safer, higher ground. I can't move to safety. Besides, I told my mom I'm staying with my house, no matter what the disaster. I have every penny into this place. No spouse, No pets. No kids. Just my house. I'm going down with it. I've experienced floods. My parents and grandmother endured different kinds of floods. Mom told me when she was a camp counselor in the Rocky Mountains, she and another counselor took the little guys out tent camping on a different piece of camp land. Now, this was way before cell phones, and walkie-talkies couldn't communicate there. In the middle of the night, a thunderstorm blew in, flash floods all over the county. I wonder if this was the beginning of climate change. They got the kids out of their tents, and luckily the camp director managed to get them in the four-wheel drive pickup before the creek washed the road out. They piled the kids into the rain-soaked bed of the truck, got out of the ravine where they had been camping, and back to safety just in time. Now, Dad, he was in elementary school in his neighborhood. He just jumped into a little boat, or so he said. I wonder if it was cardboard. Were there manholes? His mom worried about manhole covers popping off, pets and children getting sucked into the swift current. Luckily, he rode the current in what had been a pristine, sweet stream, but now a raging river. They could have been swept to sea. Boys. Adventure. Mom remembers the rain. Raining for days. Gray skies, trying to get home through the swift water. Worry of snakes. Biting water snakes. Woo! But then the water only lapped to the doorstep. Right to the door, but never in. Now, all these years later, the water made itself at home here. Home. Water has taken up residence. Right here. But I eat smart. Meatless Monday, less cow. Cow farts are contributing to the heating of the planet. Farts? Really? I compost. I collect rainwater for my garden, and I plant trees. And still this water thinks of making itself at home. Grandmother three times has had the bayou leave its banks and take up residence in her neighborhood. They said the 100-year flood was early then. 15 years later, the water came again. Then, just 16 months following. She calls it Flood 3. Three floods? She's decided her best solution is a houseboat in the backyard. She can just ride the currents, maybe all the way to sea. Sea. Here. Sea here. Hers used to be the highest house on the block. The city keeps growing, paving the bayou, building on wetlands. There's no place for the water to soak. It can only rise up to the top of her wainscoting, water rising to her little hips, she shared. Do I open the door so the water rushes out, or leave it closed so maybe not as much water comes in? All alone until the Red Cross showed up. Mud-soaked drywall, years of stacked magazines ballooning, bayou stink, worries of disease, fresh water, same house thrice, even more water the third time. Yet she still wondered if she should open or close the door. Water rushing, extreme weather, maybe people would pay attention. Maybe, just maybe, extreme weather is connected to climate change. My own grandmother flooded out of her house three different times. Everything ruined. How cold was that bayou water in her home? How cold is this water in my home? Home. We live on the blue planet. Blue is the color of our planet from far, far away. Blue is the most human color. Water. Our home is mostly water. We humans all live by the water. We are made of over 70% water. I'm not a mermaid. I wanted to be a mermaid when I was a child. Well, that and a fly. But now I want to fly all over this water to see who else is dealing with this cold, cold, dirty water. Really? Oh, Please, please, please just make it stop. I'll work harder to protect the environment. Oh, just make it stop. Please. The phone is already gone. Oh my God. The car. How will I get anywhere? Will the car even run? Well, at least it really does have a full tank of gas. I filled it up yesterday. I always feel like life will be okay with a full tank of gas. I feel like I can go anywhere. Like anyone is going anywhere on the planet now. At least my vehicle is fuel efficient. Just let the car be fine, please. Okay, take a deep breath, take a deep breath. Breathe in, now out. Breathe in, 1, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Be a force of nature. Nature, please! I can plant more trees. Trees! Trees can absorb 48 tons of carbon. I can... What are the tides? Internet? Nothing. Poo. I already feel stupid with no web. Oh, let's see. I checked the tide book earlier. Okay, 3:56 a.m., 20.1 foot high tide. When is the low tide? Well, I can help. 10:29 a.m., minus 1.2 foot tide. Ah, coastal Alaska. Life by the tides. Tide pooling, kayaking, fishing, long, long beach walks, checking the tide book, writing on the calendar every minus tide. The water just keeps coming. I didn't know I needed to write, bring pack raft upstairs for future safety. Schlep the raft up the slope. Slope, rise over run. Rising water. Rising water temperatures. Rising air temperatures. Rising water in my house. Rising. Please. This can't be my favorite red shoe floating. I babysat for 1 month to buy this stiletto for prom. Now I look like a princess. I went to every shoe store in Anchorage. I looked online. I tried on shoes for hours. And I finally found this pair. It was perfect. Where is the other shoe? Mom was determined to see the wilderness. Mom was determined to see the wilderness. She drove her old car over the rickety railroad tracks. Car hanging over the edge, but tire on the tracks. The only way across the glacial river was the hand tram. She waited hours for someone to decide to come over. It was the second hand tram that got her. It took a hunk of her hand, blood squirting, gaping wound after the tram. Her pack and her body weight ran her hand over. The villagers encouraged her to fly out, but she refused to leave. She had a hike planned, and how would she get her car home? She kept her hand cleaned and above her head when she hiked. The bar kept her fortified. The whole community worked together to help. By the time she got to the emergency room, days later, they told her they would need to graft her hand unless there was 1 millimeter of living skin. 1 millimeter! It took a microscope to find such a small bit of skin. It took a long time to heal and some device that looks like a torture implement, but her hand healed. I love that story. It reminds me that the earth can heal, just like my mom's hand. Maybe a scar or two, but healed nonetheless. Now the earth can heal. Earth can heal. How will this all heal? Nature heals. I just watched a program. It only took 7 hours for one couple in the Californian desert to help heal and create a healthy farm. Their soil held and produced. What should we do? I always tell folks, start where they can. It makes a difference. What should I do about all this water in my house? I told Mom I was going down with the ship. This is my first house. I built this house. I don't have a dog. No longer an S.O., significant other. I'd hoped, but that changed. A child? I have a house. I have a house! A house shown to be in the safe zone. Safe! Apparently the study did not take into account high tide and a storm surge. Rapid melting glaciers raising seawater. How much will this all cost? I couldn't even buy flood insurance. No insurance company would sell it to me. Why did you do that to us? Why? The debate is over. Climate change caused it? Are you listening? Lapping water? Prevent a climate catastrophe. We needed to do something about it. Reduce our carbon by 3% this year. Make a difference now. Please, 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 focus on the goal. Reduce carbon. The world's children are striking. Pay attention, politicians. I'd write the politicians. I want my great-grandchildren to have a planet. Grandchildren? I'm not even sure I want children. Well, I want the children of the planet to experience its beauty. If only the children. Let's see if suing the government works. The case, Juliana versus United States, was originally filed in August 2015 by 21 young plaintiffs from across the country and became the first in which a U.S. court has recognized the constitutional right to a safe climate. First, the children sue the state, now the federal government, and now the world's children are asking, striking, please protect the climate for future generations. What if? I feel all of my political action is begging, not bargaining to protect our planet. The Paris Agreement, a start. 195 countries aim to slash their carbon emissions over the next few decades. Every country but Make America Great. Pull out! Like that ever works. That's why we have so many people on the planet. Don't worry, you can't get pregnant. I'll just pull out. Pull out of the one worldwide agreement to make a difference. Ha! Took one little virus to get us shut down. And look who showed us. The models didn't show how fast the ice is melting. Here it is, melting ice, right here, right in my house. It's happening! Climate change is happening! Papers? Can I read this? Alaska Science Forum. Warming in the north continues as predicted. Thawing permafrost is a slow-motion disaster for most of northern Alaska. The climate is changing. No one paid attention to global warming. Change the name, they say. Climate crisis. Maybe this will work. It's a disaster right here, right now. Make it stop! Make it stop! Make it stop. There's nothing. Nothing I can do now. I'm not even sure I can save myself. I'm all alone. Well, the whole world was isolated during COVID-19. God, I miss him. See this. Why bother? What will happen to my papers? Where's my passport? My computer? Downstairs closet full of raincoats? My guitar? Really? Books? Art? Doesn't even matter. What about all the animals? Rain rot on the backs of muskox, and that was all from warm, wet winters. Well, what'll happen now? Mosquitoes in the Arctic in March? Weird. We tried to tell them. Things are not as they used to be. Ponds are drying up. changing to fields of grass. The edges are changing. The coasts are changing. Nothing is the same. Alaskans are experiencing change now. Now look what is happening here. I'm thirsty. Where's my water bottle? Yet, I am surrounded by my cold, dirty water and there's nothing to drink. At least I hear a plane. I was flying across Alaska. Denali, the tallest mountain in North America, was out. I sat next to an Alaska Native elder on the plane. Before the flight ended, the elder shared with me, "Look for high ground to build." And what did that mean? It was just so much work to figure it all out. I looked. Nothing felt right. I was too busy being sad. So, here I sit, watching the water throughout my house. Rising, rising. I just move up one more step. We live in Alaska. We live in a hot spot. Glaciers are melting. Permafrost is melting. Why, even the Arctic Ocean is melting, and it's the hottest weather in forever. What's this one? Washington Post says, "For the first time on record, climate change has rerouted an entire river 60 degrees north latitude." Climate change. Really? A whole river is rerouted. North flowing river now flows south. Okay, just a whole new direction? What direction do we want now? This gives us a sense of just how dramatic and sudden climate-linked changes can be. This water is rising so rapidly. Oh, this water is so cold. It's so dirty. How will I ever get this clean? What, of a retreat? Is this the new norm? Yikes! Nature is taking a new direction. So will we all. We need new direction. The consequence of climate change. Water scarcity. Now, I'm having a hard time with this one as the water is everywhere in my house. Well, not upstairs yet. Maybe, just maybe, it won't come all the way to the second story. Another article. This one from the Alaska Dispatch News, 2017. Now, they ran a survey to find out how Alaskans felt about climate change. Here's what they discovered. 24% of Alaskans worry a great deal about climate change. 26% worry not at all. And the rest of the respondents fell almost equally into the worry some and don't worry much camps. Worry? Well, I'm in the worried a great deal camp. I'm worried now. Worried about right now. Well, maybe if all people had worried just a little bit. Politics. How is it that profit has been prioritized over people and the planet? God, I need to move up more steps. Profit first. More, 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 more. More beef. We know beef uses 28 times more land and 11 times more water. Reduce your red meat consumption. Is that too much to ask? Walk occasionally. Keep fossil fuels in the ground. We know oil is gobbling up the terra, damn it. How many letters did I write? Maybe if we each polluted just a little less. Or what would happen if policy and politicians would say no to projects that damage the habitat or the humans? I don't know anyone that wants to breathe dirty air. Who wants to worry about their water source? Well, I'm certainly surrounded by plenty of brackish water. Or who wants to leave a dangerous world to their children? I'm not even sure I want children. Who would want to leave them this mess? Oh, survive, survive. What's the next step? I hear the wind picking up, water lapping. Think. No internet. I have to remember. Shelter. No. That's three. In the north, shelter should be small, away from the wind to keep in your body heat. I have a roof over my head for now. Water at my feet. But a roof and one more floor. Ah, signals. Rule of three. Make three fires. Everything is wet. No fires here. Do I have a mirror? Not enough light yet. Should I make noise? Can anyone even hear over the wind? Is this a gale force wind? Oh, what is the next step? Was I paying attention in class that day? Maybe that was the most important lesson of my life, and I was just... Ah. Water. W-A-T-E-R. Now that I have. Plenty of... water. It'll need to be filtered, but I have water. 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 Water, water. Water. What a weird word. Water. There are more steps. What is it? What are they? Water is one of the steps. I can't even Google it to check. There it is again. I'm already getting more ignorant. Food. Food. I have some in my pack upstairs, at least. What is the next step? Five. Water. Okay, I have plenty of water. Step one, recognition. Step two, inventory. Step three, shelter. Step four, signals. Step five, water. Step six, food. Step seven, play! Play. Wait, is it about maintaining a positive attitude? Attitude of gratitude. This is high tide. Now the tide will go out. Our science teacher brought in a forester after the forest behind school had been clear-cut, and we were all in shock. We loved that forest. The scientists told us that it is still a forest. Now how was that? Not a tree in sight. See, there is no development, no parking lot, no buildings, so technically it's still a forest. Nature will heal. Something new will grow and adapt if we give it the space to grow and flourish. Seeds will find the space. Oh, the seed packet from the memorial service. Wildflowers. Oh, perfect. Sow seeds, wilderness and wonder. Let's see. What's out this window? Well, the light's returning and the water's receding. Seeds. Seeds of change. Seeds of the future. I can start with wildflowers. Forget-me-nots. I can also plant more trees. I hear others. See. Always thinking of me. Models on a postcard. Photo of sculptures on a postcard. Well, this is interesting. Bronze-suited men in water. A couple of them. The water is right up to their nose. Great title. Politicians discussing global warming. What does the back say? Oh. Dear Aaron, I thought of you when I saw this amazing sculpture by Isaac Cordal. I feel it is an accurate description of our current climate predicament. I wish I had a better word. If I get wishes, I wish the politicians would finally listen and realize we must do something now. We still can do something today. Looking forward to seeing you soon. Fondly. See. Even with the little heart drawn beside. See. You had a sense of making it better through art. Did art make the difference? Maybe. If we all work together. We are all in this together. Together. Together we did this march. Together. Connection, it's so important. Then there's poetry. Poetry read at the science march. We did this together. I trust those that need it heard. Perfect. Here's the program from the science march. And the poem by Jane Hirschfield. On the fifth day, the scientists who studied the rivers were forbidden to speak. I must speak. I must share what I know. I must share what I know. Here is a Sierra magazine. Helpful quote. When you see nature falling to pieces, start trying to put some parts back together. It's still okay to hike, travel, fall in love, make some money, and have fun in the face of climate change. Well, that will be with a mask on the trail 6 feet apart. There's nothing I can do about this right now. Fable or not, Noah planned and built an ark. He had time, some warning. There have been historic floods. People survived. I'm alive. I can plant the seeds I've been putting off planting. The edge will grow. These wildflowers will be beautiful when they bloom. Ah, the power of Mother Nature. Mother Nature has the capacity to self-heal. The good news is I brought my full pack. All my camping gear upstairs to deal with later. That might just come in handy now. I can do this. I can tell others. Start where they are. Every little step matters. It makes a difference. Just one little step. One step at a time. Look! I can see the bottom step on my stairs. Put one foot in front of the other. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door. The tide is going out. The water's receding. Who knew a song I listen to every Christmas would be my play? My step seven. My positive attitude. What's this handout? Be positive. Help someone out. Connect with your loved ones. Reflect on the good in life. And live in the present. I'm alive. I can adapt. I'm resilient. I've got work to do. I can visualize. I see my house sparkly clean. COVID clean. This is my life. Now. I have a degree. No one. No amount of water can take that away from me. I can figure this out. What does this sticky note say? Oh, see again. Even if all you have is yourself, with a wall behind you and the world coming at you, you can make peace with yourself. Oh, thanks, C. I needed that just now. A good reminder that poetry helps. Mary Oliver. Hello, sun in my face. Ah, the sun is finally rising. Hello, you who made the morning. Hello. Hello. Hi. And spread it over the fields. Watch now, How I start the day in happiness, in kindness. Yep, it is finally day. It's been quite a night. Quite a night. I'm so glad that day is finally coming. Daring me to live a bold life. Well, I am a survivor. Those 7 steps came in handy, if nothing else but remembering them from junior high. I can do this. Okay, here goes. I will just start with a list of my personal strengths. Interesting. I hear a boat with children singing. Happy little voices. Kids? Do I want them? The most sustainable choice for the planet is none. Not one more. Yet I hear my grandmother saying, but someone has to lead. Someone in the future needs to help heal our planet. That could be my child. My great-grandchild leading the future. Okay. I really do want a child. I want them to have a magnificent place. I can figure this out. Why? I can have a baby. That only takes 9 months. Really, it's 10 if you start from the day of conception. Well, first I might want to have a healthy relationship again. I just have to wait for it all to change. Now to focus on my strengths, my skills, right? Okay. I drove up the Alcan all by myself, not knowing a single person. I built my own house. I'm competent. I'm intelligent, honest, kind, calm, forgiving. I have a sense of humor. I'm a scientist. Well, maybe now humanity will see a need for changes in lifestyle. We need long-lasting relationships with all living beings. Perhaps people and the planet will be a priority. There is one precious planet. I have my whole life before me.